Support for KPLU comes from Seattle Metropolitan Credit Union, proud sponsors of Street Sense. For more than 75 years, SMCU has operated for the benefit of its members, offering products such as feel-good checking that support local nonprofits. Info at smcu.com.
Richard Hager.
Maynard.
You know, I was thinking the other day when I was driving for about an hour and a half to go 3 miles past Hempfest and then a Seahawks game, no viaduct. I was thinking, why don't more people move out of this town and make some room for me? And they seem to be doing it. And one of the places some people are moving is in Quincy. And you had some surprising Quincy facts where they're plowing down beet fields and building homes.
Or data centers.
Well, they have data centers over there, Microsoft, because power is cheap. Mm-hmm. And there are some homes, I suppose, in foreclosure over there, but people don't want those. They want brand new.
Well, that was interesting. I was over there doing some training this last week, and I get to talk to the builders and real estate agents and the people that are there, and it was very surprising to me that these subdivisions that are over there, some vacant subdivisions that went through a foreclosure process, and now builders are picking up those vacant lots, and they're building new homes, and they're selling. $150,000 plus new home over there, and my first question was, well, who's moving here, and what's going on? And a couple of the buyers were, they were saying, yes, our income has taken a little bit of a hit, but our cost of living is dramatically less over here. The weather is good. We don't have any traffic issues. You know, you can go everywhere at 100 miles an hour.
Well, sure you can if you like alfalfa.
But they're busy. They're busy. Their economy's growing there, so people are moving in. It blew my mind.
If somebody's moving out of a $500,000 house in Seattle, Bellevue, mm-hmm. What are they paying for a house in Quincy?
Oh, a couple $100,000 less immediately. Because, you know, again, underneath everything is the land. So we can measure land value in Magnolia versus Quincy, and you're going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars less. They can get themselves very inexpensive electricity. It's pennies on the dollar compared to what we pay over here. Water is cheap, and their schools aren't crowded. So it was kind of mind-blowing to me of how much growth. But I'm also seeing it in Wenatchee, Leavenworth, Moses Lake, the Price cities, they're all growing, and some of those people are exiting Seattle or Portland because mm-hmm. they want a simpler lifetime.
Yeah, one of the nice things, if you do move to Quincy, you're close to Ephrata. but actually, there's growth going on in Seattle, too,
yes.
that I just find unfathomable. And you say now people are moving in at the end of the runway at SeaTac.
Yeah, there's a subdivision down there called Chestnut Hills. And I was talking to the developers there. It was about 16 or 18 lots. And they're selling brand new homes between 275 to 3 and a quarter. And they've already got two pre-sales. And they've only framed the first house. And again, the same thing. Well, who's buying? What's going on? And their response is, we don't want to deal with the banks and those foreclosures or short sales because it's taking too long. And what they're looking for is brand new construction. And they said, we're getting smoking deals down there. They were happy as all get out, 3, 4, 5 bedrooms. And what's interesting is, as I talk to the banks, they're selling their vacant land. A lot of the banks are – this inventory that's been sitting around is being snapped up. Well, I was asking one of the developers, and I said, why are you here spending hundreds of millions of dollars? And he goes, well, it's here or Texas. Those are the only two areas that I would even consider because of the growth. They're buying multifamily housing developments, multifamily housing sites.
Well, when There's you move building. In down there, be sure to get some soundproofing. Richard?
Maynard.
Thank you.